I want to welcome you to another
Blog
edition.
Talk Radio.
Oh, well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, September 30th. Sorry about that tiny delay. I was here on time. I called in on time, and everything was on time. It was just having a tiny technical difficulty that usually right after the beep, it says Blog Talk Radio. But for whatever reason, there was like a 20, 30-second delay. So, sorry about the technical difficulties that were beyond our control. Because, you know, as a broadcaster, I realize that sometimes there can be technical difficulties that are not within my control. Like what just happened there. But it didn't affect us by minutes, just by seconds, but still. At any time that I start late for any reason, I always try to apologize. So, the Coca-Cola is back. What I mean by that is lately, for whatever reason, the last couple weeks, I was drinking my Coke at a different time and not during the show. At least for tonight, though, the Coke is back. It's tasted the delicious McDonald's, the delicious Coca-Cola available at a McDonald's near you today, still for the low price of just a dollar. And you get to see what delicious message your lid will contain. This evening, when we got my soda, my assistant and I we came in here, set my stuff down, and then go up there to order, and then we got me my soda, you know, where you look at the lid to see what we get, to see what I get. And mine today said goodbye thirst. Listeners, how about this? You want to think biblical. How about you tell yourself goodbye doubt? Goodbye unbelief. Goodbye sin. How about that? Just figure I'd give you that little quick little golden nugget. Because if I can find little moments that I can use as teaching moments, I love to share them. Kind of like how last year, how I had told you about the time, some of you may remember this, I had mentioned to you last year about the time that I was at Plymouth Pool. It had been sunny a little bit prior, which is why I elected to go. And I went, and so I go to the city pool I get out there, sun's out, then it gets real cloudy and starts to sprinkle a little bit. But then, about 5-10 minutes later, the sun came back out. And it was kind of like this idea that, like, though the sour may last for tonight, or the storm may last, the joy of the Lord comes in the morning. Brooke, what's your lid say?
Mine says, time to sip away.
Good one. Time to sip away, folks. Time to sip away. Sip away at that nice, refreshing Coca-Cola. Like I said, any size, just a dollar. But like I said, when I can find these teaching moments like that, like what I showed you about what I had last year, not this past summer, but the previous summer, when I had been over here at the city park, like basically due north of here, a couple miles, maybe a tiny weensy bit east. I'd say we're about even with it, though, Brooke. Wouldn't you? I think we're about even with it, don't you?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, we're pretty much even with it. We are. Yeah, it was a good moment. And speaking of pools and warm weather, folks, today we have unusually warm weather. We started off in the 50s this morning, upper 40s in spots. Now it's high 70s, in some places low 80s. And tonight, our projected overnight lows are only falling to around 70 degrees. So you may want to turn on that window AC because it's going to be muggy. Tomorrow, muggy, cloudy, showers and storms, highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. Cool down tomorrow night with showers and storms likely in the 50s. Wednesday, Thursday, showers likely with storms possible. Luckily, Friday, though, we clear back out in time for more football. And I will be getting into football later. But I really do want to thank you for joining this program. And I know, I you know, listeners, I know for sure that God has a plan for you. And I also know that if you tune into this program, it's not by accident. So don't go away. Stick with us here for the next 1 hour and 20 minutes. Is we're gonna. The plan for tonight is first of all, I'm gonna tell you guys how you can tell others how to be a part of the show. After that, I'm gonna sing Miracles. I mean, God of Miracles. Then we're gonna pray. We're gonna read from the Word of God, and I'll exhort you on it for a little while. Then we're going to talk briefly about the Tigers, very briefly. And then I figure tomorrow night is when I would take a little more time to talk Tigers, because if it being Monday night, I got a lot of football to get to. I have the usual Midland and Dow, Michigan and Michigan State Lions, plus the bonus, plus my pick, my bonus pick for Monday Night Football. And so I will I'll discuss that with you when that time comes. And also, in brief discussion, I'll discuss briefly what I think about these three big time hits in the NFL. One of which resulted in a player being suspended for the rest of the season. Did you hear about this, Brooke?
I don't think I have.
Yeah, there's two other guys, like, where one of them, it was like the officials didn't even call it. And then the other one. So my thing is, I don't know what's up with this mixed message. I will discuss that briefly. And so, that's the plan. Now, listeners, we are believing God for this program to grow, to multiply. We're believing God to increase this audience, whatever it takes. And you can help us with that, listeners, by telling others how they can be a part of this program. And we're working on some things. And I just know God's going to open some doors for us, and I just see us going places. We can help with that. We got to increase this. We're believing God to increase this audience. I told you at the start of the year that I was believing God to double and then triple. What I mean by that is, I don't mean increase it by six times, though we'd be happy with that, but to double it. And then say if I'm one person and then a second person turns in, then we got a third person, that means we've tripled. I was just throwing it in as an example. That's all. But we believe in God, like I said, to greatly increase this audience. Part of how I can help with that is telling listeners how they can be a part. You know, what the number is. The number to call into this program, I mean, if you want, you can choose to call in either to listen or you can call in to talk directly to me, the Miracle Man himself, myself. That number to call in is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that number is 215-383-3810. Listen for those prompts. When you hear the prompt that says to call into a live show, press 1. Go ahead and press 1. You will be taken through a call screener. My assistant will answer the phone and she'll just ask you who you are, where you're calling from, and then she'll let me know that we have a caller. and then I will approve it, and we will get you on the air. This is not like some shows where you may call in and you may not get to talk to the host for 30 or 40 minutes. If you call in, I will get you. When you call in and you want to speak to me, I will take your call, whatever we're doing. That, those phone lines are always open when we're doing the show. All right. Now, I'm going to sing this great song. It's called Miracles, but God of Miracles by Carrie Job. Carrie Job, great song. If you know the lyrics, listeners, I would really like you to sing it if you know the words. As I always say on this program, I don't want you to feel like you're just listening to some benign, you know, just a show, even though it is a radio show. How you can get the most out of this, like when we pray, when we sing a song, as we study the Bible, everything else, like when I talk about the food or whatever else, whatever fun stuff, or if I talk about the sports, that's when you can just spectate and listen. But when we're having time with the Word of God, that's when I really... Hey, bud, you can... I just love giving you a hard time when you do that. It's funny.
Because I'm always kicking my legs.
I'm sorry, listeners. I just think that's funny. You know, just creates kind of funny moments. You know? Kind of like my alarm that'll go off at some point tonight. Because it's Monday night during football season, I'll have to shift gears. I have the default ringer. I don't know. I just might at some point, if I can find the ringtone, I just might switch that thing to tap. I'm not saying I will. In fact, I don't think I will. I just don't want them to think I'm actually going to do it, you know? Because then if I actually do it, they're going to be all surprised. Because I don't think you would do it. So then it'll go off, and then if it goes off, you have to realize, a moment of silence for another sermon, another teaching time, as time has run out. Because that's what Dr. Barclay does when his alarm goes off. You know this song. I know that at my church we've been singing this for 3 years now. I'm just convinced that around the body of Christ, that this song, Miracles song, is impacting a lot and helping a lot of people. So I enjoy it. I'm sure you will too. The one who made the blind to see is moving here in front of me, moving here in front of me. The one who made the deaf to hear is silencing my every fear, silencing my every fear. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. The one who does impossible is reaching out to make me whole. Reaching out to make me whole. The one who put death in its place. His life is flowing through my veins. His life is flowing through my veins. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles, Lord. You're the God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. The God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. The God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. You're the God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Take a second where you are and just magnify the Holy Spirit. Worship Him and thank you for what He's done in your life, for what He's doing right now, for what He's going to do in your life, the miracles. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Lord, I come before you tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are, for what you're doing in the lives of these people. I thank you that your hand is on our life and that you lead us and guide us. And I thank you, Lord God, that you just bless us tonight as we enter into your word and study your word, Jesus. I thank you that you will just go before us and hem us in tonight as we study. And I confess right now that you use me tonight as an oracle for you. I confess over the show, increases in listenership are coming into this show. Opportunities, divine opportunities are coming in. I thank you that sponsors and partners are coming into this radio program, Jesus. I thank you that finances, tremendous finances are coming into this program. And most important of all, Jesus, I thank you for souls, many souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Okay. Now, let's go to, I want to go to Mark chapter 12. Praise God. Mark 12. And we're going to see what God has in store for us tonight. You know, and you know, listen, I love the Word of God. I do. What would we do without the Word of God? I don't know what. All these other people make it, and they don't have the Word of God. And some of these people, I don't know how they do it without God. I don't. As I said, I am going to Mark 12, and I want to go. To verse 18, and we're going to start from there and read on down to the end of the chapter. I'm in verse 18 of chapter 12, NIV. Follow along in your version, or if you have a Bible with an app on it, open that and follow along by all means. Verse 18. Then the Sadducees. Oh, yeah, those crazy people who always question Jesus all the time, every time Jesus did a miracle. They could never leave him alone, ever, it seemed like. And it was sad, you see. All right, verse 18. Then the Sadducees, who say that there is no resurrection, came to him with a question. Teacher, they said, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife, but no children, the man must marry the widow and have children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first one married and died without leaving any children. The second one married the widow, but he also died, leaving no children. It was the same with the third. In fact, none of the seven left any children. Last of all, the woman died too. At the resurrection, which wife will she be, since the seven were all married to her? Jesus replied, are you not in error because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God? When the dead rise, they will neither marry nor will they be given in marriage. They will be like the angels in heaven. And about the rising, you have not read in the book of Moses, in the account of the bush, how God said to him, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. he is not the God of the dead, but of the living. You are badly mistaken. The greatest commandment. I'm in verse 28. Stick with me. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind." Actually, mine actually says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. Doesn't necessarily matter in what order. In Matthew, it says heart, soul, strength, mind. Still saying the same thing. Love the Lord your God with everything you got. And the second is just like this. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. "Well said, teacher," the man replied. "You are right in saying that God is one and that there is no other like him. And to love him with all your heart and with all your understanding and with all of your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And from then on, no one dared ask him any more questions. Verse 35. While Jesus was teaching in the temple courts, he asked, "How is it that the teachers of the law say that the Christ is the son of David?" David himself speaking "Is that mine? Brooke, is that mine?" Oh, good. Let me just make sure I didn't miss part of that verse. Teaches the law and the Christ is the son of David. David himself speaking of the Holy Spirit declared, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet." David himself calls him Lord. How then can he be his son? The large crowd listened to him with delight. As he taught, Jesus said, "Watch out for the teachers of the law. They like to walk around in flowing robes and to be greeted in the marketplaces and have the most important seats in the synagogues and the place of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses, and for a show, make lengthy prayers. That's good, unless I'm just going to mess around for a second. That's good, unless it's Sunday and it's 1:30 and you're past, or I mean 2:30, and your pastor preached until like 1:30 for whatever reason, even though church started at 10 o'clock.
I know, right?
I know, right? Okay, just messing around. You know, sometimes that's actually good, but... they devour widows' houses, and for a show, they make lengthy prayers. Such men will be punished most severely. Verse 41. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting the money into the temple treasury. In other words, we would say this was during offering time. So we could say Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put, and he watched the people giving their offerings during offering time. Many rich people gave large amounts, but a poor widow came and gave 2 very small copper coins, worth only a fraction of a penny. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything that she had to live on. I will stop right there." Praise God. Now, what we looked at in the reading of most of chapter 12, what I wanted to focus on is this commandment. So Jesus I want to touch on I'm going to touch on the last little part also for a few minutes. I think it'd be fitting to spend a few minutes on that. But first, I'm going to discuss a little bit earlier. So, after they were debating something else, that man came to Jesus. Which man did, and he asked, "Which do you think is the greatest commandment?" And he said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind." And he said, "There's also another commandment that is just like it. That is to love your neighbor as yourself." You know, I was looking through that verse, even just when I was reading it to you guys tonight. And you want to know what? No exceptions. It doesn't say unless they are against God. It doesn't say unless they're different than you somehow. unless they're a Catholic and you're not. Mm-mm. Love your neighbor as yourself, period. Who's the... It's not just... And by the way, it's not exactly necessarily talking about your... It's not necessarily talking about your next-door neighbor that lives next door to you. It's talking about loving everyone. It doesn't say we have to like everyone, but we're supposed to love everyone. That's what love your neighbor as yourself says. And in John, there's a verse. In John 13, it says, this is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. In 13:35, it says, by this all men will know that you are my disciples. That's Jesus speaking. By this all men will know that you are my, meaning the Lord Jesus, Jesus' disciples, if you have love. Or we can say, as if you love one another. That's the red letters. Jesus said that. Not River Shukla. Oh, listeners, I see you think that I'm the high and mighty one. I didn't write the Bible. I'm showing you what was written in the Bible. God says all scripture is inspired by God. Not most, not part, all. Which, that's a great reason why the Bible is the textbook that's on this program. The Bible. Because you can't go wrong with it. Now, if it tells us to love the Lord our God with all our heart, our soul, our strength, and mind, don't you think, listeners, that he ought to be our first love? Yes, you should love your family, your children, your spouse, your parents. But your first love should be Jesus. You should be chasing after him with all you have. Going after him. Being obedient to him. Being led by God. Doing whatever he would have you do. Making sure you're prayed up. God, and if you feel kind of something not right, maybe something you're thinking about doing, God said, you feel you shouldn't do it. Have the mind of Christ. You know, because it really is important that you have the mind of Christ in your life. And if you're putting other things in front of God, you're deciding, you know, when I get up, I got to go to work. Gonna have my breakfast. Watch the news or Sports Center or whatever it is that you may watch while you're drinking your coffee and having your cereal. Maybe a granola bar. Maybe Captain Crunch. Maybe you're like me and you like some Lucky Charms. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Fruit Loops. Let me guess, Brooke. I'm really making you hungry for cereal right now, am I not? Me too. Lucky Charms, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Fruit Loops. And Captain Crunch. Yes. Or stealing the waffle maker from Independence Village. Just go take it. Just go in there. And then beep, 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 beep. And then, or maybe you're getting the waffle ready. By the way, listeners, if you got a waffle maker, God bless your heart. But you know, you're doing your thing. But in all that, you know what first thing I would do when I wake up in the morning, if I was you, I'd like make sure to give glory to God. I'd seek His face. I'd pray. Maybe read your Bible then. Maybe listen to it while you're having your cereal. Or your granola bar, or having your silly coffee concoction that I don't know what to call it because I don't drink it. But doing what you do to help you get ready in the morning. But in all that, make sure you're seeking God. Because if you can get that in your routine and making sure you always seek God when you start the day, it can be a lot better for you than if you don't. And it can be a sign to God that you're putting God first and a sign that you love Him. Another great thing to prove, come to church whenever the doors are open. Come to church expecting God to move. Regardless of who's going to preach, regardless of what songs they're going to sing. You know, just expecting that maybe the one worship song they may sing is Father Abraham and God could still move. You know, Father Abraham had seven sons. Many seven sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. Scooby-Doo. So let's all praise the Lord. Could be something as benign as that. But he could do that and God would still move. Pastor always says about the word, it could be the point where he may just preach on the color of wood that they used to build the ark. And God could still move. But the point is, should always make sure that God is your first love. And sometimes you'll find that it can be really easy. You know, nothing's going on. So I'm going to pray. I'm going to seek God. Other times, well, I got a meeting with the board at 8:30. No, we'll say I got a meeting with the board at 8 o'clock. And I usually get up at about 6:30. Leave the house about 7:15, 7:20. And got to take the shower and do everything else. Eat my breakfast, watch the news, and all that, leave the house at 7:20. Takes me a half hour to get to work. Well, have you ever thought of maybe taking your shower the night before? Do you think you can have some time to seek God? Have you ever thought about that? Yeah. Or maybe. Should have thrown out examples. Well, what about? Oh. It's Thursday night. We'll say it's Sunday night. And we'll say your favorite team, the Green Bay Packers, for example, are playing a game. It starts at 4:15. Prayer. We'll say you go to a church where you have a Sunday night service. We'll say that at your church, your service is at 5:30. Prayer is at 4:45. And some of you diehards, they're not disciplined. It can be super easy for you to just say, you know what? I know usually I go to Sunday night service, but tonight I'm going to stay home and watch the Pack play, because after all, they're playing the Vikes, and God forbid that we lose to the Vikes. Well, to that I say, have you ever thought maybe if you went to the house of God, put God first, decided, you know what? God is more important. If God is truly your first love, you will make sacrifices that you will not make otherwise. True. Now about this lady. The end of the chapter. So, at the end of Mark 12, they're in the synagogue, they're in the temple. It's offering time. People are marching up their envelopes. They're bringing their offerings up unto God. Putting it in the church treasury, but I kind of modernized it and said, put it in the offering. And Jesus was kind of sitting to the side. And I imagine he was just thanking God for the offering. And I don't know if, it doesn't say how he conducted his meetings, whether they did the tithes and offerings before the message or after. So I am not going to speculate. But I imagine he's thinking, thank you, Master. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Holy Lord of Heaven. Imagine that's what he's sitting there doing on the side when people are bringing up their offering. Now, a lot of wealthy people brought in big chunks of money. Now, this is Israel. So they weren't exactly putting in dollar bills, but they were hundreds or thousands, but they were putting in lots of money. Many people were putting in lots of money. But then there was this lady who put in two coins that were the size that were worth a fraction of a penny. A fraction of a penny. She put them in the offering. Jesus said, many of these people, you know, they've sown out of their abundance. But this woman gave all she had out of her poverty. She put in everything she had to live on. She gave 100%. These other people put in the offering. You know, I have to imagine that many of these people gave their tithes for the week, for more. I imagine many others, I imagine many of them gave 20%. Some tried believing for some things, so they sold a little extra beyond that. Maybe some out of their abundance just decided to give even some more than that. But that lady decided to sow everything she had, which was 2 coins. She gave the least out of everyone who gave. But to Jesus, it meant the most. God looks on the heart. Am I saying that God loves the poor more than the rich? No! God loves all of us just as much. And more money doesn't make us more spiritual, neither does less. And more money doesn't make it less spiritual either, neither does less money. The point is, God looks at the heart. Now, if God tells you, empty everything and bring it, I don't care if you're a millionaire. If God says, empty that account, bring everything, by all means, bring everything. Give it before God. Give it to God. God looks on the heart. I'm not saying you have to give everything every service. What I'm saying is God looks on the heart. It's not as much about the dollar. I'll look at these verses that tell us, you know, if you sow sparingly, you will reap sparingly. If you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. One of the points I want to make, is if you sow, you're going to reap, period. You sow to God, you're going to reap, you're going to be blessed. What I want to get to you, though, tonight is to just you know, if you're sowing into God's work by giving your tithes and offerings, that's part of showing Jesus that he is your first love. Showing him that you love him as you're giving to the work of God, sowing into building projects, giving in the everyday tithes and offerings, sowing into the lives of whatever guest speakers you may have. Amen. So don't just say you love Jesus, say you love God. Prove it by your actions, coming to church, giving your tithes and offerings, shouting unto God, entering into the praise and worship. I mean, sewing, worshiping, praising God, participating in the service, not just watching, but seeking God. And just, that's how you show that you love Jesus, is by your actions. Don't be that one where Jesus said, "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." Don't be that person. No, don't. It's going to hurt you. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word, for this beautiful word we studied tonight in Mark 12. I thank you, Lord God, that we would always put you first in our lives, that we would always make sure that you are the most important thing to us, and that we just always put you first rather than putting our own desires and our own wishes and things ahead of you. I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name. Amen. For sports, the Tigers' season has ended. Their record is 47-114, the second worst season in Tigers' history. And hopefully they can get a really good draft pick. I mean, they got the first overall draft pick, but hopefully it'll be a really good player that we can put to use soon. I'll discuss more on the Tigers tomorrow. But my alarm went off, and now it's time for Football Central. If you're just joining us, I want to welcome you to Football Central. We do this on Monday and Wednesday nights. And I want to remind you that these Football Centrals are brought to you by the What Blizzard at Dairy Queen. I think you've heard me say it before. This is a cool test book. What Blizzard at Dairy Queen is it brought to you by?
Pumpkin.
The Pumpkin Pie Blizzard at DQ. Yep. Every one of these is always brought to you by that Pumpkin Pie Blizzard at DQ, which is the great flavor of fall, and of course, football season, because as we all know, fall and football season go hand in hand. Always do. So, we'll start with I'm going to do something different. Usually I start with high school. Tonight I'm going to start with college. For your college football on Saturday, you had Michigan taking on Rutgers. They had gotten blown out by Wisconsin the previous week, and they were looking to improve. And you want to know what? They did a great job on Saturday. They shut down Rutgers 52-0. The offense looked great. The defense looked really good. I heard Jim Brandstaner say sack time a few different times, which is great. Whenever I get to hear him say sack time, because it means that Michigan has sacked the opponent's quarterback. And so Michigan with the win 52-0. Their next test is against Iowa on Saturday. And their defense must get to that quarterback if they want to win. they really do have to. Michigan State, they took down Indiana Jones, 40-31. Wasn't exactly easy, though. But they got her done. I can say, though, their defense does need to improve a little bit. I think maybe their defense just had an off day. And I mentioned last show that Indiana does like to play Michigan teams tough. Other Big Ten teams tough. And you want to know what? This past game, I was absolutely right. I figured they would. And they did. And on our college football picks, we went 2 of 2, correct, 100%. The biggest surprise, I would say, in college football was that Clemson barely beat a UNC team, 21-20. Barely beat them. And Clemson's supposed to be, like, number one in the country. Whereas that team to the south, who right now is ranked number 5, they whooped with Nebraska 48-7. Michigan State, by the way, their next opponent is the state to the south, low, high, low, and outside for a ball. And they play them on Saturday. Hey, could Michigan State upset them? Or are they going to get slaughtered just like they did last year? I just pray that game's not in Columbus. Otherwise, uh-oh, spaghetti-o. Now, let's go to high school now. Sometimes I like to switch things up a little bit. I do first go to Midland Community Stadium, where the Comets took on Saginaw High. For the vast majority of that game, it was all Comets. Saginaw put together a decent drive that almost resulted in a touchdown, but Midland defense did their job. Kept them out. The Comets win 50-0. The game was actually called late in the third quarter as lightning was spotted and by neutral agreement of both coaches. I was actually sitting in the stands and then suddenly it had rained a little bit earlier during the game, but not too bad to cause too much alarm. Pretty much nobody had gotten up and left. But then started to sprinkle a little bit. Then out of nowhere, it started to pour big time. And it was hailing. So pretty much everybody got up and left, including the band members. And then a couple minutes later, as we're walking out to the car, we see lightning. But I can still hear, in the process, I can still hear the announcer calling stuff, and I'm like, you know, they got to call. They got to call it right now. Because remember I told you that they couldn't just keep it going? Luckily, they called it. I think it would have possibly been into the 60s-0 had that game continued.
Yeah, probably.
About 50-0. Al Money did throw an interception, but it was an all-around great game by the Comets. Coach Mettner said, and I quote, we told the kids that it's really easy to just move right on to next week and focus on Mount Pleasant, but we told them that we needed them to take this week seriously as well. Almost to focus on this week right now. and getting a win.
They did just that.
They were ranked number one in Michigan, but in Division II, but now I think they're number, I would say they're number two. As playoff point wise, they got jumped by South Lyon. You saw that, right, Brooke?
I did. Yep.
That they got jumped. I'm thinking they must have beat a good opponent. I'm thinking maybe if when we beat Mount Pleasant, that will be when we do that, we'll probably be taken back up. Don't you think?
Yeah.
That we can have the number one back, because if we can keep number one, folks, then if we just keep winning, then it can just be a land of kind of like those Roy Free Vacation commercials. Didn't they used to be really fun, actually, the really old ones?
Yeah.
It can be Roy Free because we can get three straight playoff games at home. That would be so nice to just have nice weather to just have the band just rock all night. Then they can steal some of Dow's music. Yeah. And if I were to do that, I'd be like, you know what? We need to. Because at some point, if Dow's not in it, and Middle's number one, it's just time to party. You know?
Right.
And just go. And just go crazy. Maybe they can make that the new marching song. They can play that. We're going to have a good time tonight, like all throughout the playoffs. That'd be fun. Celebration, that one?
Yeah.
That'd be a lot of fun. And then have all the band kids yell like, whoo, whoo, or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
I think that'd be really fun, don't you?
I agree.
And then, like, for them, and then to just see them. I think that might actually motivate the players even. Just keep it going. See how far we can go. As, man, when I watch this team, you know, nobody's perfect, but as long as they can work on what they need to work on, they can go places.
Right.
It, you know, they can go places big time, and I just love what I've seen from this group of kids. And not too many of them are seniors either, which is making me go, oh boy, next year coming. Hashtag 2020 vision. You know? So just have to see. Now, for Dow High, on the other hand, bit of a different story. They fall in Saginaw 50-15. As a matter of fact, they were down 36-7. At the end of the second quarter, just about the end of the second quarter, then they had a lightning delay. Then Dow had to turn around on Saturday and go all the way back to Saginaw to take on Heritage to redo to play the second half of that game. In that second half, Dow got a touchdown with a 2-point conversion, but they gave up 16 more points as they fell 14 more points as they fall 50-13. For Dow Chargers, that puts them at 2-3. If they want a guaranteed playoff spot, they must win out, including beating Mount Pleasant and Midland. But Jason Watkins, their coach, he said that there is no excuse. That they're beat up right now with some injuries, but we all know that. But football fans know that even when our team is banged up, that doesn't necessarily give us an excuse to just not work as hard. Now, he thinks they gave it everything they had, but they don't necessarily have the biggest depth chart. And that's kind of different. When Midland goes in there, Midland plays, they beat them by 18. But then when Dow plays them, I mean, Midland beats Heritage by 18, but then Dow goes and gets beat by 35 by Heritage, whereas Midland shuts Heritage down. Quite a big difference. You ask me. And I want to see both of these teams succeed. I just think Dow needs to get to work. Midland's not exempt this week either, though, because they got to get ready to play Mount P, a team that we lost to by 20 last year. And from what I understand, they are loaded with seniors. Are you just guessing, Brooke, or have you heard this too?
I would just be guessing.
But anyhow, so they got their work cut out for them. Now, NFL, by the way, we were 2 for 2 on that too. So far we're at 100%. And that 50-0 was really close to what I was thinking. It was, because my prediction was 47-7. No, 47-0. Dow, the way Dow lost, even though I rightly predicted the winner, I was a bit off by the score. Now, NFL. Lions at home with Kansas City. Lions lose 34-30. Kansas City turns the ball over 5 times. But three of those times, the Lions had chances to score. They didn't. One of the times that Kansas City got a touchdown, it was because the Lions were at the first and goal, were at the 1 yard line. And then when the quarterback thought he had a touchdown, throwing a touchdown for the Lions, the officials go and look at it, and it is discovered that a Kansas City defender somehow fumbled it and ran it back 100 yards for a Kansas City touchdown. Did you hear about this playbook? That's pretty scary, don't you think?
That is.
And how do they sneak from behind you and do that? Obviously, a lot of the fans did it, but I don't know how the press box missed that. I mean, they're a pie. Like at Midland, though, there's no way they could have snuck by us there. Could have they? Unless there's a shortcut way or something. End zone to end zone. I mean, 100 yards is still 100 yards. So I don't know how they missed that. How did Greg Miller miss that? Fumble on the play. Come back by the Kansas City defender. 50, 40, 30, 10, 5. Touchdown, Kansas City. How did he miss that? Well, because it looked like a touchdown, and everybody was busy celebrating that. And then, right out of the blue, it's like that happened. To me, that was pretty bizarre. At some point, I'm gonna find that play, and I'm gonna show it. I'm gonna see like, how did it get missed? You know, how did it get missed? But Andrew Wiley, number 77 from Midland, offensive tackle. He made some good plays for Kansas City, and it's great to see when someone from not only your hometown but someone who you were in school with for 2 years, as I was. I don't believe I had him in any classes, but I'm sure I probably was in somewhat close contact with him at some point within the 2 years, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, probably.
And maybe he said hi to me and said it's Andrew Wiley, or maybe just said Andrew or whatever, you know, Rivers. He might remember me, he might not. But listeners, I am really thinking about having an interview with Andrew Wiley after the Kansas City Chiefs football season is over. I'd love to get his contact info and talk to him directly about a day in the life of an NFL football player. I have some questions. I know you would too. I think this could be a great opportunity. And it's so great when you want to have athletes that you went to school, that you were in the building with them for two of the years that you were in high school, that you were in high school. And to see that they're now starting on an NFL roster, there's only a couple thousand starters on NFL rosters. And he's one of them. That's pretty awesome. And although we have the Lions lost, and I wish they would have won, I still feel some surprise for that we have a guy from around here making plays in the NFL. And that's awesome. Also, yesterday, Bears beat the Vikings, as I thought they would, but it was nowhere near as close as I thought it was going to be. Also, other NFL scores of note. You had the Cowboys beat the Saints. No, Saints over the Cowboys. The score really surprised me. 12-10. As the Saints did not score one touchdown. As the Saints don't have the same Breeze to him because Breeze is out with an injury for several more weeks. So I guess you could say they had the win taken away. They had the Breeze taken away for the time being. But they did the Saints defense did their job of shutting down Zeke and the Cowboys. I was thinking it would have been like 30-27. I chose not to pick that game because I had picked the Saints games two other times this year. And I'm trying to at least somewhat kind of equal it out while at the same time focusing on games that are sometimes like at a prime time, which can even mean like maybe a game that would have been at 1 o'clock moved to 4:15 because it's a more prime time. As was the last night's game. But I just decided to go with someone from the NFC North to kind of see how that would factor into the Lions. As for the Lions, they have one loss, as does the Packers, and the Bears. The Vikings are now in last place in their division. That's right, I said the Vikings. you have a defensive lineman, a defensive player for the Raiders. He is suspended for the rest of the season due to a really rough hit on a play. An unnecessary roughness I don't think it was a roughing the passer, but it was an unnecessary roughness, I believe. And he's done for the year. Two other guys had late hits. One of them wasn't even called. And I was going to say out this. What's up with this double standard? If the rules are being broken, if there is a helmet-to-helmet hit, if your helmet hits the other guy's helmet, you know, to make a play, we'll say if the Chiefs had the ball last night, even yesterday, and we'll say one of the Lions players goes, you get the guy, you know, brings that sheep down, and they get him down, and it somehow is one helmet to the other helmet. This is a helmet to helmet. Personal foul. Unnecessary roughness. Roughness. Defense, number 48, or whatever number it is. 15-yard penalty, or half the distance of the goal. Automatic first down. And then, like, if he's ejected or whatever, they go on that. And I think if they're going to enforce, they're going to have the rules, they need to enforce them where they need to be enforced. Now, if they can determine that there was not an illegal hit, that whatever they did, as long as it wasn't helmet to helmet, if it was legal, and they call it illegal, and as a result of that hit, maybe you get suspended, maybe they need to look at that and say, we apologize, sir. But they should abide by their own rules. The NFL should. And if he needs to be suspended for that late hit, then I think he needs to sit it out. Because player safety is important. Now, as you know, I enjoy listening to, you know, watching the game of football. But also, player safety is something to take seriously. In an era of CTE, what have you, what can we do to make sure that the players can be safe while the game's still being enjoyed by all? Now for the Monday night pick. Bengals, Steelers, two teams that aren't exactly doing great right now. I'm going to go with Man of Steel 28, Precious Bengals 21. Now, folks, this weekend I was perfect at picks. And was even really close on a lot of these total scores. Now, until tomorrow night, folks, God first, God always. So long, everybody.